From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry declared it may be the last chance to preserve the country fractured by 5 years of civil war.
The resumption of a nationwide cessation of hostilities that excludes only al-Qaeda affiliate al-Nusra and Daesh.
Kerry says it's too early to know if that ceasefire announced by the U.S. and Russia on Saturday will be effective. Russia's foreign ministry says humanitarian aid to the Syrian city of Aleppo would start immediately. The U.S. government characterized the agreement as one that places a lot of pressure on Russia to deliver. While some key insurgent leaders have criticized the agreement and expressed skepticism it can succeed, they apparently are accepting it in hopes it will eventually lead to political talks to remove President Bashar al-Assad from power. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she is feeling fine and getting better as she recovers from pneumonia at her home outside New York City. Clinton canceled campaign appearances Monday and Tuesday in California. New York University ethicist Arthur Kaplan says the public should be skeptical about what candidates say about their health.
Well, I think you have to look at what the candidates tell us about their health through a very skeptical lens. This is political information as much as it is health.
Clinton had been diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday, but reporters had been kept in the dark about it. The U.S. and its allies have responded to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted on Friday with new calls for sanctions. China is giving ambiguous signals about whether it will support any additional action against its traditional ally. This is VOA News.